technically deployed by the Red Cross as a volunteer helping hurricane victims, but you're working from your office on Martha's Vineyard. What are you doing?
I'm part of the disaster mental health volunteer pool that is deployed in the Red Cross virtual call center that people in that area can call. Certainly, initially, it was rescue and safety. And then as time has gone on, we now have people who are returning to their homes, beginning cleanup, and their needs are different.
This system is very nimble. As you mentioned, at the beginning of a disaster, people in that affected area, maybe they need help getting out of their house or they need help finding a shelter. But as a disaster kind of plays out, those needs change. And this system's set up to deal with that, right?
Yes, it is. In Harvey, before landfall, it was actually repurposed within that first 24 hours because of the weather forecast and the winds and rain. Most of the call center resources focused on the rescue safety and danger of lives. And time has gone on, other disciplines have increased and are available, such as those who can assist with reunification, those assisting with health services, and myself, the mental health.
Talk a little bit more about the types of calls that you might handle as a licensed mental health professional.
We have people who are beginning to return to their homes, and it's more than just removing sheetrock and wet furniture. It's removing keepsakes or trying to salvage keepsakes. And so we understand that a person's strength comes from their feeling that they are in control. And so one of the areas that we strongly focus on is identifying what that person needs. It could just be talking, but it could also be wanting to speak to someone person to person, or it could be seeking out the resources that are now being made available.
What drew you to volunteer your time?
I think for me, I was born and raised in a rural part of actually South Texas, and we would have hurricanes. And I drew from that childhood experience where the community would come together. So when I got involved with the Red Cross in 2004, I found myself drawing from that childhood experience. I just have always associated Red Cross as being part of this country's responding presence.
How long will you be doing the work that you're doing now through the call center?
We work in time-defined sort of shifts because, again, we do volunteer our time. And so that's left up to the individual volunteer. As I complete a two-week assignment, I will make a decision then of when I will be available again. The need is there, and it's going to be a long, long time.
So when you add it up, you're helping a lot of people.
Thank you. But I'm just one of a very large team, working with an even larger team of other partners.
Deborah, thanks so much for taking the time out of your day to explain the work that you're doing with the Red Cross with people affected by the hurricane.
Thank you.